Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for Sydney Sweeney, the mellifluous, buxom, blonde-haired, blue-eyed starlet of the softcore porn series Euphoria, who was more recently rendered infamous and officially held accountable by us for her eugenics-promoting white supremacy culture-saturated ads for American Eagle jeans. Now that some of the furor over her thinly veiled homage to the furor has died down, the doe-eyed vixen of Valhalla has reignited the firestorm with her completely unacceptable answers to fashion magazine GQ's questions.
We're sort of talking around this American Eagle ad right now, and maybe we should just talk about it. So, were you surprised by the reaction?
I did a jean ad?
Oh no, dear Othern. Have none of our highly capable thought fixers had a chance to indoctrinate her with even the most basic precepts of intersectional cultural linguistic theory? How many times must we explain it? A jean ad is never just a jean ad. Every moment of every day is an opportunity to make everything about our religion of enlightened progressivism. And when you fail to saturate literally every square inch of life with our wokest dogma, you abdicate your obligation as a person of enhanced popularity to use that platform to virtue signal this world to its better outcome.
Is there something that you want to say about the ad itself? The Sydney Sweeney has great genes.
The ad spoke for itself.
No. Nothing ever speaks for itself. We must always be adding interpretation and guidance to even the most ham-fisted of artistic constructions to be certain that nobody ever learns to think for themselves and that every message is conveyed with the most on-the-nose clumsiness that authoritarian art excels at. And that's why it was so important for GQ's intrepid reporter and in-house advanced practitioner of upspeak and vocal fry, Kat Stoffel, to give the unrepentant lass one last chance to explain herself.
Criticism of the content, which was basically that maybe specifically in this political climate, like, white people shouldn't joke about genetic superiority. Like, that was kind of like the criticism, broadly speaking. And since you are talking about this, I just wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about that specifically.
I think that when I have an issue that I want to speak about, people will hear.
Well, this level of impertinence is completely unacceptable. It was bad enough that she did the white supremacy ad. It was worse that she refused to apologize for it. It was even worse that she refused to answer our inquisitor's questions, carefully designed for maximum disarming effect. But to dismiss the obligation carried in the question itself, as though silence is ever an acceptable option, this is tantamount to blasphemy. The only thing we must always remember about our basic doctrines is the first basic doctrine of the Holy Church of Woke. Always respect the offendedness of the almighty groupthink. When the collective has brought accountability to your front porch, you must absolutely let them in, offer them a mint julep, and answer the stinking question. But I suppose in the end, we cannot be shocked that Sydney Sweeney, the poster princess of modern Nazism, would stray so terribly, so flagrantly, so intentionally from the path of true virtue. After all, what are her initials? SS? Anyone without enough basic decency to change her own name so that she doesn't look like the obvious mouthpiece of the master race can't be expected to do anything else right. Well, now you can feel the sternly worded wrath of us all, Miss Aryan America 2025. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, oh dear Othern, last week was such a beautiful moment in cultural change-making as the various off-brand elections showed a sea change in America's willingness to elect just our kind of people. And although the lioness's share of attention was lavished on New York City's Zoran Mondani, a lesser-discussed revolution also took place in Seattle, with the election of Mayor Katie Wilson, a community organizer who daily embodies the true principles of modern socialism, mostly by still living off of her parents' financial support. But the reason we want to celebrate this week's recipient of the brushed bronze Birkenstock of virtue with three non-GMO hemp tassels is her comments about the evil empire of Kroger grocery stores, which in the Northwest is Fred Meyer. As she said during a campaign speech at one that was closing,
access to affordable, healthy food is a basic right. We cannot allow giant grocery chains to stomp all over our communities, close stores at will, and leave behind food deserts. Together we can build a Seattle where fresh food is for everyone, not just for those who can afford it.
It is such music to my egalitarian ears. Everyone deserves these things that other people provide, amen. And to hear her so adamantly announce that privately owned grocery stores will no longer be allowed to close down, of course! If grocery stores have to let government permission to open, they obviously have to get government permission to close. Duh. We are the government, after all, and we know best. Although she did stop short of announcing the next logical step, that the city would just seize these stores, as other socialist governments have done throughout history, and in seizing them, the city can begin operating them, you know, efficiently for the benefit of the citizenry instead of for the benefit of the people who, you know, actually own them.
As mayor, I'm excited to step up and with UFCW explore public option grocery stores to fill those gaps.
Yes, by Lenin, only when the left coast proletariat can own and operate the tools of production and distribution like grocery stores can real equity and prosperity come forth. For instance, she will force them to operate on the basis of fairness rather than on the basis of competitiveness.
We'll also ensure that companies offer fair discounts to customers. Companies should not be locking discounts behind smartphones, making them inaccessible to elderly and low-income shoppers.
Yes! And who will decide what is a fair discount? We, the government, of course. And in fact, her vision of marrying grocery stores to public housing is so obvious, it's almost a wonder nobody else has ever successfully merged public welfare accommodations with public welfare feeding locations.
And as we build new housing throughout our city, we will lay the foundations for food security with grocery-oriented development zones, or GODs, if you will. We will pair full-service grocery stores with workforce housing, dedicating some of those units for those who rely on SNAP and WIC.
GODs, indeed, where people can learn to worship the government that provides everything for them. What will this brilliant mind, who still depends on her parents for a living, come up with next? Government food sold at a discount to people living in adjacent government housing and presumably using government transit to go to work at their government-mandated minimum wage jobs. I may have to move back to the Great Northwest just to experience the prosperity for myself. And once she impanels her cabinet with what she promised would be Black, Indigenous, Hispanic, Latinx, not to be confused with Hispanic, LGBTQ, and Asian members, this overeducated white woman might finally pay down at least half of the white guilt she learned from her professor parents. Let's just hope she doesn't run out of cabinet-level positions before she runs out of demographic categories to check boxes with. But if she does, perhaps she can just curate new roles, like Secretary of Proving a Point, or the Supervisor of Representation, the Vice Chancellor of Being Seen, or just Senior Diversity Hires 1 through 3. So well done, Mayor-elect Wilson. We literally can't wait to see what thriving sector of the private economy you decide to fix next with bigger, better government, just like all the super successful socialists before you. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.